The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so glad you could join us tonight for this very, very special show featuring Grandmother Parusha, who is a Cherokee elder. This is one very, very special person who I feel is equal in stature to Mother Teresa. You're going to absolutely love what she says tonight, as well as feeling the love that she projects through the radio. It's so amazing. And that's coming up in just a bit. I'm in the midst of packing for a special cruise to Mayan country. Miracles have been happening all over the place. Last minute, people were desperate to come on board, yet there were no cabins available. Well, after a few hours of switching people around, we managed to squeeze them on, and it just confirmed one more time that those who are on board are supposed to be there. So when I get back, I'm going to be sharing with you all of the miracles that the cruise produces, along with providing some very high energy that we're all going to be bringing back with us. In the meantime, I want to give you some food for thought. I just want you to be aware that there is a special window of opportunity of December 18th through the 23rd, in which it would be very wise for you to monitor your thoughts and emotions. Again, those dates are December 18th through the 23rd. Now, the reason behind that is because there's some very intense energy being delivered to our planet by our solar sun, and what you are thinking will be reflected back to you at a very fast rate. This amount of energy may bring up some emotional distress. So if you know in advance, you'll be prepared. And you will know that it's during this period that you need to think about how abundant the world is instead of thinking about the lack in your life. You need to try to stay away from thinking about the lack of money and focus in more about all the love that is surrounding you. Focus on everything that is wonderful and beautiful, and feel the compassion in your heart. Love the world, bless the planet, and forget your troubles, as we are being delivered into this new cycle that will generate a huge transformation. Please, please see the good in everything, and know that if emotional distress pops up, just let it go. Let it go. You can pick it up after the 23rd, but during this period of the 18th to December 23rd, just keep it all calm, smooth, and focus in on the love. And also, if you have a copy of the Love Frequency recording that we did on the network, I urge you to listen to that as many times as you can, because that's going to help keep you calm. Remember, it has hundreds of energy healers imprinting all their healing onto this recording. So this will help you, along with the high frequency sound. It will help you to stay calm and cool and feeling your well-being and feeling so good. Now, if you are in need of the Love Frequency recording, you can go to loaradionetwork.com and just sign up for the newsletter, and it's going to redirect you where you can download it directly into your computer. I'm going to be sending out this recording too in an email right before I leave on the cruise. And this way, you will be able to listen to it as many times as you want during this period. Remember that this Love Frequency recording is absolutely free, and it has the imprint of hundreds of energy healers from around the world. You can send this to as many friends or family members and keep everyone happy and peaceful. It was designed to release the fear and increase the well-being and the love. Now, I just want to remind you, during the 18th through the 23rd, stay centered, stay calm, stay away from thinking about lack, and just see the beauty of the planet. Send the planet love, and you'll get that right back. Now let's listen to a brief station ID, and then we're going to be right back with this most incredible woman, Grandmother Parisha.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Welcome back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules, and I want to introduce you to this most incredible woman who has done more to bring peace to this planet than anyone I have ever heard. She has the stature of Mother Teresa, or perhaps even Gandhi. Parisha has Native American and European heritage. She is known as an elder and addressed as grandmother. She has been acknowledged as a Tibetan reincarnation of Tara. His Holiness of Bhutan ordered a stupa be built for her, which is a symbol of enlightenment, and has declared her director of his Dharma Center in the United States. Parisha's accomplishments include being a keynote speaker in the Parliament of World Religions Centennial Interfaith Program in Chicago with the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. In China, she was a catalyst in bringing Eastern and Western medical professionals together to heal HIV. She was an activist in bringing the Communist Party in the former Czechoslovakia and was a major player in bringing down the Berlin Wall. Isn't she incredible? She is one person that we can all aspire to be. Grandmother Parisha was selected by the Algonquin Nation's past chief and present elder, William Kamanda, to be elder on the Board of Elders with No Borders, a global association of wisdom keepers committed to preserving the traditional spiritual knowledge and teachings of all Native people. Grandmother has her own radio show on Consciously Conscious on Blog Talk Radio, and I am so proud and honored to say that this worldwide peacekeeper will have her own show on Law of Attraction Radio Network starting the beginning of January, which is just a few short weeks away. You know, when I talk to her, I can feel the love flowing from her. And sometimes all I can do is just sit back and listen in awe as she shares her wisdom with us. I love, love, love this woman. I aspire to be like her. And I'm so happy to introduce you to her now. Welcome, Grandmother Parisha, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you. Very, very happy to be here.
You and I have got an interesting phenomenon going on. As I am leaving Cozumel, you are arriving in Mayan country in Cancun. If only I would have known earlier, I could have arranged everything differently.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And I want to say right now, while we're on the subject, anything that we can do to cooperate with your trip and what we're doing, I really want you there. And if it had been earlier, I'm sure we would have definitely been in the same place at the same time. So I have all desire to get, you know, for us to interweave our journey as much as possible.
Well, I know we're going to be talking about how to coordinate things, but let's tell the listeners what's going on, why we're even doing this journey to begin with.
It's a planetary involvement. And there definitely are going to be certain vibrational fields throughout the whole planet. So, yes, it's very significant and acknowledging that we're going into Maya land, okay? But you have to realize they came from south of the border. So their real altars are even further south than where we would be in Mexico. So basically the highest point of energy on the whole planet will be right along the equator because of the magnetics, okay? And so the engineering, because when the Mayan people speak of themselves and native people speak of the what we call the medicine way or the way of knowledge and wisdom, okay, we all know that is universal to every living being. It isn't to a race or a people or anything, but it's to humanity. Humanity be the child, the very vessel of the gods, okay? So basically, right now, the planet herself is what's being the highest affected in the whole transitional time of the new calendar. So we would be the secondary level because we are of the planet. Our whole organic mass and what we call body or what my people call altars is of the planet. Our chemistry and our particles are the same. She's 70% water, we're 70% water. When her water levels go up, ours go up. When we have, you know, if I go out and take a handful of dirt and go to the lab, I can find everything that's in that dirt within our body chemistry and our body particum. So we as a body or an altar are actually here in the earth with her, okay? And then we call her Earth Mother for that reason. I'm kind of giving you a fast rundown, but we can get into this more in the interview if you like. And then from there, we go to as a planetary consciousness, because remember, we're 99.9% energy and only 0.01 of matter, okay? So our body in itself, as far as mass, is insignificant. It's the consciousness, or what we as scientists will call the observer consciousness, which is the massive eternal part of ourselves. And for this experience of Earth, we then pick up this form and we live into the very nature and body and embodiment of the planet herself. So therefore, she's the true mother, regardless of how we, you know, some people get very upset over that and say, well, that's not acknowledging my mother. And it's like, well, she too is of the same, you know, so there's no lack of respect at all. But anyway, when we get into that and what the new calendar significantly means to all of us who hold tablets and live in the wisdom of those tablets, is that as the planetary impact comes and she begins to actually evolve into her next stage, so is there another cap or layer of cellular mass that starts growing on our brain that's already started. And then everything kind of synchronizes itself again at this moment. And then everything that's physical, called Earth or humanity of Earth, we begin to all move to that synchronization. In the seventh world, our people understand that the observer or the consciousness of God itself need not be the guardian of the whole creation and the garden of what Earth is. Humanity will be. And we're falling a little bit short of that because we've gotten lost in all of the games we can play and the capabilities we have. So right now, the whole turning point is what we call the body, the altar, will begin to take on immediate transformation of what it needs to be and what it was always planned to be. Now, with all the experiences we have, we will know a greater compassion and love. Eastern teachings, as well as the Tibetan teachings that I'm a part of, we see this as the time of Maitreya. No more suffering, no more disease, you know, no more war, and to have a greater intelligence, not a less productive evolution, but a greater intelligence of which we move it forth with. And then we become part of the galactic family. We're safe, we're acceptable. What we're calling aliens, what my people call the ancients, then the ancients know it's safe to have an interaction with us because now we have come through the particular growth cycles and consciousness that we need to be. So all of that's what's happening here. So the significance of mine and your being there, to me, it's because there is a place to where I'm connecting to India and every other point on the earth. So I chose that particular place because everybody's talking about this being Mayan calendars. So mine was a political decision.
I love it.
So I'm going to be there with the Mayans and some Mayan elders, but at the same time, the energy field that I'm working in and a lot of people who are there with me working that energy, we're actually kind of passing the ball of light to India, and then India picks it up and throws it back around to us on the other side of the earth. So we're actually circling the earth, and the two points of connection is India, Hyderabad, India, and Cancun, Mexico. So basically we're taking that light energy and doing as the tablets told to be, to pick two points within the great wheel, which is the wheel of life or creation or medicine wheel, some people call it, and take the opposites. So, you know, we would sit no longer in opposites, but sit in the fact that we've come to the goal of wanting to move the light energy as it comes into the earth. It starts on the 18th. So our telecast is on the 18th, and then our meditation is the 21st. So from the 18th to the 21st, that whole transition of that light field will have totally entered our solar system and our part of the woods. So basically, the new calendar is in the tablets, and it says at this point, we will begin the great journey of 125,000 years around the Pleiades and through the Milky Way. So everything in the Mayan calendars and everything that we live by is cyclic. So it is the cycles of life. And it's like the back of a clock, those old clocks that we used to have, we had to wind up. If you opened up the back of them, you saw all these wheels that were gears, that one would move opposite of the other, but at the same time, it helped everything arrive to the precise moment. And that's what the universe does. And our maps are what we call calendars. Our people have always engineered that as close a translation in languages to an English word would be, we have engineered time in that particular wisdom. And so the day keepers are every nation of people, be the Caucasians, be the red, be the brown, all peoples have always had day keepers. And that means people who follow the great cycles of the universe. So this puts us as a universal part of everything, and it expands us to understand we can no longer live carelessly and recklessly in our little boxes. We have to come out of that and begin to look around and know that we are everything. We're all things, yet we are nothing. Okay, and we have to begin to understand that intelligently, that we are all things, yet nothing. Of ourself, we are a no-thing. It comes and goes. It is, and then it is not. And then we go to being all things, which is whatever word the Creator puts forward begins to manifest. So we will learn to manifest immediately, which we do now and are unconscious of. We will understand that our thoughts have very, very strong purpose and outcome. So we will be much cleaner and intelligent in thoughts, and much more cleaner, meaning emotionally clear, and not making emotional harmful decisions to ourselves or anything else. So this whole new calendar starts that. And in my brain research over these 50 years, it's been to actually understand the tablets and the teaching of how each world has its effect upon the evolutionary process of our physical bodies. And so what now is happening in neuropsychology and all the other sciences involved in brain research, we're seeing that now there is another cellular cap or another cellular level, layer forming on the brain. And the brain is growing. So right now, if I slice through a brain, I can tell you that I'm looking at the fifth layer of the brain is finished. So we're entering into the sixth world. And when we have the seventh world, that brain will be complete and of itself evolved to being as powerful as anything could possibly be, as mostly it is now anyway. So, you know, and I've been able to find in the physical sciences that I've studied, and with such joy, I've studied them with such a hunger and a thirst anyway, it's never been a labor, that I have found how connected everything is to what the wisdom keepers have kept for us and what the ancients have given us in guidance as far as the tablets. And that is, we are this process. So there's no need to be fearful and crazy and running out here and doing survival things or anything else. I mean, we are completely in the fold of evolution that is taking us consciously and physically to such a place that we can truly understand the word paradise and nirvana. And if we just allow ourselves to go through this time doing nothing but seeking the joy and the love that is here, there will be no destruction and all of the fears of hell and everything else that's being taught. It's just to us that know the tablets and what this precise new calendar brings, we have no sense of understanding why people's calling is the end of time, the end of the world, or whatever. Maybe that consciousness has to at least put forth that there is an ending in order to have a beginning. But to us, it's just in the spiral, a continuous move and expansion into the very wholeness of what we're going to be. And it, you know, it's a you and I and all of us who have altars in this earth right now, we're extremely fortunate, but along with it comes greatness, which means we all have to measure to the greatness of the intelligence and the genius that we are. And in that, you can only serve peace and you can only know love.
Oh, gosh, great information. Tell us about the 18th to the 21st. What kind of energy is coming at us? What's really happening with the planetary alignment?
Okay, from the 18th, first let's go back to the beginning here a little bit. Okay, right now, 15 years ago, if you can go back into some records and stuff, and if you just put the crystal dust or the crystal, there was a time, and it has to be about 15 years ago because we've sat and discussed this. We wish we had captured the news media, the science media, that was actually concerned that there was this kind of phantom cloud of light and something from the outer part of our solar system moving into our solar system, and they had been tracking it and getting vague glimpses of it because they didn't have telescopic ability to grab a good picture of it. But they knew that there was something moving, more of a phantom kind of cloud moving into our solar system and our universe. And so what happened with that is that when it finally reached the Earth, what they found is that it left a residue of crystal-like dust. And this is science saying this. This isn't our spiritual families and New Age families. This was science, a crystal-like dust, okay? And so it just totally bathed our whole solar system and moved right on past us to all that is around us, okay? And so basically with that, right behind that, that felt their curiosity and they started looking from what they called the direction that it had moved from. And when they checked that, they began to see another light emanation that they could not always be totally focused with because of the way it was moving or whatever it was about, okay? And that has been completely blackened. I mean, nobody, other than in the small groups of scientists and astronomers and cosmologists, do I know anything about what they know about it. I know what my people know. But that emanation has been a light field and a light wave that has been emanating out not only toward our solar system, but throughout the whole universe, going in all directions as all things are a circle. So basically, it's timing. And how it will arrive, according to our tablets, has already started with that, with the November moon eclipse. Okay, and that was like 28th. Now, it has already come to the influence of our solar system. That whole eclipse was all about that. Okay, now moving that energy in the stages and phases of its strong frequencies on the 18th. Okay, we will have. A very strong, impactful realization of its invisible presence, okay? And then that begins to move us in the days to follow to the 21st. Now, you know, we don't have to be, you know, rocket scientists here to understand that December 21st is what? The winter equinox, okay?
Right.
So we all know that there is particular energies, powerful energies anyway at that precise moment in our planetary life. Okay, so combine that now with us having full impact of those emanations. And when you study energy, you know, what's exciting to me is I got into all of these studies because I wanted to have ways to talk to the mass and to talk to people about the wisdoms of my people without actually trying to put it in terms of feathers and skins and some of the obvious attractions that we have to Earth spirituality. But what I did is want to have really coherent language that I could sit down before the doubters and the soothsayers and actually make my point and give them full acknowledgement of how their perspective on it is. So at this point, this impact actually will have effect on the Earth's particular vibrational cycle. Some people have said she'll go into a wobble. I've heard extraordinary things. It says the Earth's going to flip and, you know, just a whole lot of stuff, okay? But what we know the tablets tell us is, yes, there will be a precise moment of awareness of the Earth herself, the living being that she is herself, that will understand she's being bathed and actually assisted in new life and healing. We have so much, Jules, to be grateful for with that because we have so greedily and recklessly taken everything of her, everything. She gives it freely, she gives it without consequence, and she goes as far as we need. This is how we are with our body, with our cellular life. So basically now, all these things will have this healing process. And things will be replenished and things will be changed. What I love about this is the very fact that how powerful is the Taurus and the field of energy around us that has infinite resource, that there would be no people suffering from scarcity or loss, that there would be absolutely no need for greed, that it's so far beyond anything we could put a price tag on. And that Taurus is in the field at all times. Scientist after scientist has brought this information forward, and we've never been able to actually put it in place because we can't put a ticket counter on the end of it and say how much we're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So basically what's happening is this has to change now because this light brings that field, that energy field that we call the Taurus, in such a impactful part of what our realization is now that there will be breakthroughs, not solar, not wind, but actually taking it from the invisible field that you think is invisible around us, because in the electrons and with the atoms of this field, there is such huge charge of energy, and it works in electromagnetic principles, the dualities of what we come here in Earth and experience. So those realizations are right there on the horizon for us. And as this impact comes, the Earth herself will actually, it's like we call them blessings, or we call them prayers that we send out. It's like from the Pleiades, of which is the mother galaxy for my people, the Cherokee, has been sent a blessing to all of us in this particular part of the universe. And in the whole universe itself, there has been a song and a prayer and a chant brought forward. And it will totally encompass and penetrate our Earth in a beautiful, loving, and healing way. And so at that point, the field of energy around us will become so, so much charged. And in the charging of that, the emanations of that charge will then reach into every cell and atom of any particle of our planetary life. Now, as we do that, will there be things that are moving around, and, you know, storms that'll come and atmospheric things that will change? I don't know what you hear, but I can't turn the TV on that I don't hear that's happening already.
Right.
So why are we all sitting here thinking that it's going to be a spontaneous moment? Going to have to share. You know what I mean? My heart, your heart, every one of us has felt that impact. If our mind is so numb and corroded and jaded with our indifference and the programs and ignorance that has been penetrated into our wonderful, magnificent mind, okay, if we're insensitive to that, we are feeling that, either someday being off key a little bit, maybe feeling a little depressed, maybe just feeling the need to want to cry and looking around and wondering, why do I feel that way? Somehow or another, it catches up with us. And so there's no one exempt from that experience. I love it in the prayers that my old ones have taught us, to where they actually say, and it translates, that if there is one crying in the Great Mother today, it is my child. If it is one sick today that is in need of love and encouragement, this is my child today. If it is of the Great Mother herself in any way that there is suffering, when she offers complete joy, this is my child. If there is a man who cries, he is my son. If there is a man who falls to war today, this is my son. If there is a woman who walks in the great responsibility of being mother, this is my child. This is my daughter. And if there is a woman whose blood has touched the earth.
So what should we be doing the 18th through the 21st? Should we just feel the compassion and the love and just meditate this out?
Okay. What does your heart tell you? You're asking me a question you already have answers for.
Well, I'm going to choose to remain in the love. When I feel myself getting nervous or upset, I'm going to bring myself down to feeling good again and seeing all of life's abundance and beauty.
Absolutely. And what, Jules, what will take place is that is of us, that is the most beautiful and precious part of us, the interconnectedness of us to all, is what we will experience that day. And we don't often give ourselves credit for this, but we evolve in everything that we do to the final word being love. Okay? And that comes in the word, because we have no translation word for forgiveness. And so basically people have asked me, you don't have anything related to forgiveness? And and my answer always is no, because we do not judge. If you have no judgment, if you're all allowing, as Creator shows us repeatedly in everything that we do, then you're not judging. Or there's no way at this time that you could possibly need forgiveness. To say that we forgive says that something was wrong. Who has so declared that? Do you know what I'm saying? So begin to look at the insanity that we have brought to our language, and especially those of us, yourself, me, and others who teach and actually are always in ministering love. You know, we can't use language like that. It's totally out of character for us to allow our minds to be brought into that program and to actually think like that. Okay, when we know life is a gift, how is it that we suffer? You know, if we know that we have been chosen, and see, all that I know in the tablets shows that all of us, each human being, every human being is chosen. And that in that chosenness, what we look out into the nothingness and create comes from being that chosen. So, you know, like I've had many religious people come to me and say, I feel uncomfortable that you were teaching or speaking on that today. And simply look at that, because usually that comes from a particular. And I say to them, my understanding of the very gifts and message of the great one that you call Jesus the Christ, says purely in Scripture, as I am, you are, and better yet, you should be. So I feel that that's where I'm talking from. And if that has offended you, I greatly apologize and regret any thought of that, because it would not be my intention. And so we have to begin to take responsibility. And there are those like you and I that work at that 24/7. Some people, you know, say, well, you know, if you go to church on Sunday, that's, you've fulfilled your particular obligations and responsibilities of the Spirit. No, this is not what I do. This is what I am. And I live it every breath. I'm with it every breath. I do not change to walk into a different room and a different mindset. I am that I am. And so we simply have to begin to live that. And this is what this new calendar brings to us, is the truth and the life of that. So go forward with that.
So on December 21st, there's a new cycle occurring. Will we have the realization of having a peaceful world? Will the wars stop?
Well, let's look at that. You know, realization is in a flash. So there will be parts, there will be extreme acknowledgments and obvious outcome that will move very fast, because this also is a quantum leap. What my scientific friends base it on is saying, okay, we had like a quantum leap intelligence and mind about 50 years ago, which we did. And when we measure what's happened in the last 50 years in comparison to the history of man for how many thousands of years before, okay, that was actually beginning the impact. So if that's what we've had in these 50 years, what are we going to have in the next 50 years? Have in the next 25 years? In all essence, what are we going to really have, okay, in the next 5 years? Because it will be very, very, very impactful. Okay, we're on the brink of, in the horizons of, such wonderful, powerful things. What we have put our trust in has totally fallen. The house of cards has totally fallen. There's no government that can make the decision for what has to go past humans. The whole population has to stand up and take part in responsibility. We cannot. I don't know of any intelligence that would actually refuse healing and help for one who is in turbulence. So our whole health situation and health plan has to change. So when we look at that, and we look at everything that you listen to the news that brings great worry to a great part of our humanity, all of that is at its peak. And it's falling because it's time for it to change. So those particular empires of ignorance and those particular programs that are often referred to in our tablets and everything as lizard consciousness, okay, that comes from a particular DNA that has tremendous greed and patterns within its own force to actually manipulate and try to have a one world control of where everybody else is puppets. This is insane. And even if one can entertain such need of such power, loneliness and death and suffering would have to be its outcome, because it's totally against the total nature of what we are as beings. I don't care what the DNA in that is. It can never survive itself. So all of that is written for us, and it's all in the mystery schools. And we have, you know, some people say, yes, but this is all past. There are no mystery schools or no mystery. It's been kept private, because can you even imagine what it would have had to undergo if it become public? It would have become a target, just as the scientists have that have tried to introduce us to the enormity of what energy is and why it would change the whole world at large. And so let's just play with and entertain for a moment that every place in this earth and every peoples of this earth had all of the energy and resource that it needed.
Total abundance.
Yes, this is truth. This is reality. This is not some fable or story or some, you know, woo-woo kind of stuff out there. This is science, cold, hard, factual science. And it's right there, and it's within your auric field. It's all about you. You could not exist or be visible without it. And so now that we've come to realizing that fossil fuel and all of the other crazy things that we've done that have contaminated and polluted are not necessary, who in their right mind is going to continue to move toward that?
Yeah.
Sanity of the greed mongers that actually just see it as dollars. And you have to realize how insane that is, because you're going to totally kill the environment of which you are of just for the money.
Yeah.
You know, so these realizations that you, I can say that, and I feel your impact when I say that, it's the same as mine. This all must change. This all is imperative and will change. And so at this point, are we in that process? Yes. It's time to step out on the 21st and just yell to the universe in great glee and joy and happiness that we have come to a point to where that can no longer control us. We are no longer in a place, we being the whole of humanity, is no longer in a place that you can call us the expendables. There are expendables in God's creation, and there never will be. And they have to awaken to that. And it will come now. It will come. Why? Because you and I and the millions and trillions of people on this planet will begin to make that change. We, not me, not one, but all of us. And people are no longer buying the insanity. No, people are not willing to hate somebody they don't know. You know, to call war on people and countries because of the propaganda and the been fed to you. I mean, when we were in the Cold War with Russia, I have wonderful friends and loved ones in Russia. And when I would be in a restaurant and a table, a couple tables away, I'd hear somebody saying, you know, we ought to just blow them off the planet, just drop the bomb and stuff. My husband would get nervous because he realized she's going to go over there. I'm going to excuse myself here. And as I walk past the table, I would simply stop for a moment and say, I can't help but hear over here your conversation. You're only a couple of feet away from me. And I was just wondering, how many Russian people do you know? And they all look startled at you, of course. And every one of them, 100% of them would say, I don't know anything about Russian people. I've never been to Russia. I don't want to go to Russia. And I said, oh, that is too bad. Because in any restaurant in Russia, there would be human beings just like you and I, people who have children, people who have mothers and fathers, people who have dreams, and people who are under the same propaganda as you are, that don't understand that no matter what we do to each other, if we harm each other, the blood that will fall to the soil will always be red. And of that, what have we learned? And when I walk away, I've had every one of those people, and there's been thousands of them, Jules, over the years, that will come by my table when they leave and take a moment, just a serene moment, and say, thank you. So say to them, if we blow them off the face of the earth, what have we learned? What is intelligent in that? You know, why can't we talk and communicate with intelligence? And then I just say, excuse me, and I regret that I have interrupted your conversation. And then I go to my table, and my husband always sits there with that dreadful look on his face. Like, oh my goodness, here she goes to do it again. But in the moment that I'm addressing that, what happens is before I even get up, it's like not my words, but your words in and through me. And so that mind frame is what I move from. And I never know particularly what I'm going to say, but I realize that whatever comes out seems to be very appropriate for the particular beloved faces that's looking at me. And what I always know is that there's a silence that comes in the restaurant, no matter how large it is. And from every corner of the room, people hear what I say. And it has its effect on everyone. That's because we are one. We live in the same grid. We are of one. And it's like when my husband, like he says to me, whilst I do not feel comfortable in the embarrassment that I feel, obviously that you don't feel, what I do know that is every time you speak, I hear it differently. And every cell on my body goes into goosebumps, he says, and each time I feel such a love and compassion. And it's like I told him, that's because we can never be okay with harming one another. We can never, ever think that just to totally erase a people is a solution for peace. Never.
Right. Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a blessing you are to this world. Thank you. Wow.
But then I am talking to myself, right?
Oh my goodness, I could hardly wait to meet you in person.
Okay, and I totally regret that you're going to have to leave because I had wanted you so much to be a part of the 18th. And we leave it to spirit. You never know what could change of that. And I know that you have to get your grandchildren back and everything, but we don't know at this point how it will come. I know that what we will be doing in Cancun is we're going to actually talk to about four or five of what we considered the more announced Mayan speakers and elders. And that we also know that each one of them have their own traditional perspective of what this all is, as all people do. You can never say that we all think alike. Our fingerprint shows the individual uniqueness of each one of us being a word of itself. So we will listen to that, and in consideration of that, mine and all of theirs will be discussed, and allowing there to be the banquet of wisdom, and people will eat of it what and digest of it what is peaceful to them. And then we will go, each person, each elder is taking people to particular sites throughout Mayan land and to the pyramids and stuff. And when we arrive there, we will actually be doing chants and ceremonies, and we'll be dancing and singing. And we will, of course, always bring fire to each one of those locations. Fire is a window into the greater universe. So basically, we'll be doing that. And what we are looking at is many of the people who are with us, our teachers and our people who are out here actually doing the work and the service. And we will make sure that each one of them, you know, that there's no one, no single chosen or one single importance, that each one will be able to be a part of that in the individualness of which they bring to it. And basically just celebrate, just enjoy and celebrate, and just be so very, very, very grateful for the time that we have gathered heart to heart and face to face. And we will make sure that each elder is making sure that there is a significance recognition of the great Mother Earth herself in all that's happening to us, her children. So the altar is her expression, and the great spirit is obviously the observer or the consciousness of which it exists.
Wow. And you have a teleconference that people can tune into, or a telecast that people can tune into on the 21st?
Well, on the 21st, what we're asking is that everyone, and you can go look this up on the website. If I don't have that, I will get it for you so you can put it on the on your network.
Uh-huh.
The 21st, we will actually ask everyone to, at a particular time, and right now we're figuring out what that time is in every time zone to give some coordinates to that, and just asking people to take a minute or half hour or whatever and actually just be silent and listen and feel and open your heart. And then at that time, you know, that precise moment is when the greater impact is. And that people can make their own affirmations at this time to actually affirm and postulate what they are going to do at this time. What significant time can you step in? This is a corner in all of our lives if we want it to be. And in turning that corner, what will be just around the wall that you have now passed? And where do you go from there? So this is the time more powerful than, I mean, we have been on this course for 125,000 years. So we want to know that because we are here again in this precise moment, what have we brought with us and what has changed and what will be? And in the single moment of present, we determine that. And so, like I said, there will be gifts. We've taught people how to do pahos, which are prayers for the earth, little adornments, so sort of like what people put on their Christmas trees. We realize that the whole thought of decorating a Christmas tree is very much a part of our very, very ancient ways, because we would make these pahos, which would be ornaments and particular prayer items that we would make and create and craft, and then we would go hang them in the trees in the forest so the wind could pick up the prayers and move them across the face of the earth. So we're going to have people making pahos and actually taking it out. And if we can't find trees or particular bushes and shrubs that we can leave them on, we will take them and put them in various places within the pyramids and on the Mother's Earth surface as well. So everything is very significant to just celebrating the fact that it is, you know, that it is all things now. And so we're a part of that, and allowing our whole theme is to allow ourselves to look around and accept that we are part of all that we see and even beyond what we can see, and that we're interconnected to it all, that it's all of us. And just do that oneness thing as strong as we can. And like I said, I'm talking from basically my focus. There will be other variances to that, I'm sure. So,
okay.
And on the 18th, we will talk about that. When we come to this telecast, we will then actually, because everybody in India is doing the same. I'm a part of a world congress that meets in India every year. And you're going to have to put it on your calendar, Jules, because you have to be there with me. And
I will be.
So I go to that. I'm supporting that and developing that. And it's a oneness congress that allows all of the countries and all of the nations and all of the representatives of any peoples to come and be a part and to show the unity in that, the willingness to have that connection. And so from there, we're taking that particular work that has already been put to the task and is developing. We put that to surrounding that throughout the world. And India's history, you know, in itself brings a great deal of realization to that. So does the Mayans. So do all peoples. And it's time for all of us to realize the lineages that we hold in the cellular mass that we are the many voices, yet today we are the total summation of all it ever has been. And with that, we can move to a world that our grandchildren and our children and people and all life can experience from a blessing way.
Oh my goodness. This has been one of the best interviews. I'm just blown away. The realization that this is why we were born at this particular time. Each one of us is fulfilling our mission by being here on this planet at this time.
Yes, we are.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on and sharing all of this incredible wisdom with us. And I will be putting up the link so that no one misses the opportunity to meditate at that particular time with you. And I want to remind everyone to tune in the beginning of January so that you can hear more of Grandmother Parisha. You are just going to thoroughly enjoy the way she makes you feel.
I am so excited about that. I thank you so much. And I'm so, so very excited about meeting and touching and being in the lives of so many more than just the whatevers and the whoevers. We are one.
Yes, we are one, and watch out, world. We're going to bring you more messages of hope and love and peace. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on and being with me on my show before the 21st.
Okay, I thank you back always. It is a double blessing. All thanks to you, Jewel.
And to all my wonderful listeners, oh my goodness, let me just tell you how much I love every single one of you. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you when I get back from Tulum. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com. And have a great week.